Welcome to the Computer Weekly podcast on SSD caching software. I'm Anthony Adtes, storage editor at Computer Weekly. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, an independent consultant with Langton Blue. And the first question today, Chris, is what are the key use cases for SSD caching software? Over to you.
Thanks, Anthony. I'd like to set a little bit of background before we go into use cases because I think it's good to understand what SSD caching can do for you. Traditionally, we either store our data in memory, in the server itself, and that means non-volatile memory, of course, which is expensive but very fast, or we write it out to disk. And if we write it out to disk, that's a permanent medium that we can put it to. We've seen the evolution of tiered storage and other things that have allowed us to try and make that physical permanent medium more static, but obviously SSD is a great way of doing that. And one of the problems we have with SSD is how to actually use them, and we'll come on to talk about that in a moment. But effectively, SSD caching software gives us the ability to write our data to another tier of storage that's in the array. So you can imagine that applications that have high I/O demand, such as databases, such as email servers like Exchange, or even perhaps a high-activity web server, would see a lot of benefit if they could actually put more of their data on faster, more permanent storage within the server. So those sort of applications are the ones that we see SSD caching being useful for.
Thanks, Chris. What are the key steps I should go through to assess and implement SSD caching software in my environment? Over to you again.
Great. So let's just think about where we might want to use this. And we talked about some of the applications there. People also may want to choose to put SSD caching within their hypervisor. And there are obviously the standard ones like vSphere, Hyper-V, Xen, KVM, and so on that are out there. And those tend to be supported by the software platforms that the vendors offer. So the first thing you really want to look at is to decide, what are you looking to accelerate? Is it my application? Is it my virtual environment? And in what way would I prefer to do that? Clearly, you could, if your environment suits it, just put in some SSD, but you've got to find a way of actually accessing that. And that's one of the benefits that the SSD caching software offers you. It gives you a way of actually putting data to that SSD in a more granular and more effective way than you could do if you just put storage into a server itself. So what am I looking to accelerate, application or VM? And clearly that has a direction on what particular product you might choose in the marketplace. Some are targeted at servers, some are targeted at virtual environments. The other thing then to look at is to see whether you want to tie that software with perhaps a piece of hardware that's out there. So a lot of the vendors are tying their software with their own hardware. And by their own hardware, we're talking a lot of the time here about PCIe SSD devices. So the question is, should I go down the route of a combined hardware and software solution from a vendor? Or do I just want to buy the software and use ordinary SSDs? And then really you need to sort of look at the price and the applicability and say, exactly how is this going to fit for me? You know, does it deliver all the features that I use in my environment? So if it's a virtual environment, do I need a software that supports, for instance, vMotion and so on? So you need to check applicability of features within that. And I think what you'll find that comes out there is that you'll be able to work out that SSD fits your environment better than, say, putting data onto standard disks, and you'll get a cost saving there. But certainly you need to look at the whole marketplace and really make a list of the features and functionality you expect it to deliver for you.
Thanks, Chris, and that's the end of the podcast.